Well, let me talk a little bit about this budget process here. It's actually a pretty dull subject matter, but when you consider the implications of it for people, even people who were born an hour ago, then the subject may be dull on its face, but is tremendously important to the well-being of the country. First of all, let me put it in perspective, because these numbers can cause the eyes of even the most determined listener to glaze over. But under the present situation that the President and his leadership in Congress have created is producing more than $1 million worth of debt every minute. In fact, in the time that I share my thoughts with you on the subject matter, we'll probably add about $2 million to the national debt. That's how bad this is. And when you consider that only 5 years ago, we were debating in Congress, as a result of the Clinton administration's policies and their support in Congress, the negative implications of retiring the national debt, because that was what we were about to do prior to the Bush administration coming into office. Right now, we've accumulated more debt, national debt, than at any point in our history. Over $8 trillion in national debt. That's basically happened in the last 5 years, and no end in sight of this debt climbing. This problem is compounded by the fact that almost $1 trillion of that debt is being held by foreign creditors. Now, the good news is the foreign creditors are buying the debt. The bad news is the foreign creditors are buying the debt, particularly when you consider it's the Chinese, the South Koreans, and the Japanese, friends of ours to one degree or another, but don't always have our same interests at heart. They are, in effect, holding the mortgage on our home. And at any point, they decide they want to collect on this mortgage or to insist that we pay off the debt that they hold, it could create even more serious problems for us than we already have. Now, what makes this even more tragic in many ways is that the administration is now pursuing a tax policy to remove further revenues from the table, thus increasing the national debt and presumably more of that debt being held offshore, because they're insisting on making permanent the tax cuts which the President promised would only be temporary a few years ago, that could add billions of dollars to the debt by making these tax cuts permanent. By the way, the people who got them, a fraction of 1% of the population of this country, have already received something in the neighborhood of $125 billion in tax relief during the time they've been in place. The administration also wants to entirely eliminate the estate tax in the country. I'm all for reform of the estate tax so that small businesses, small farmers, average or above average taxpayers wouldn't have to pay an estate tax. But the total elimination of it would remove, again, billions of dollars from the treasury of our nation, thus making it more difficult for us to meet our obligations, or, conversely, causing us to further eliminate or support critical spending, which is essential for the well-being of our country. It's tragic, in my view, when you see what's already happened this year. We have already underfunded the No Child Left Behind Act by almost $800 million this year alone, $13 billion in total of underfunding that federal mandated program. The National Institutes of Health, one of the critical complexes in this country for producing advances in medical technology, got a 1% increase this year, the lowest increase in years of the National Institutes of Health. The federal share of costs for special education for the first time in more than a decade has been cut back. We've also seen, of course, a freezing of Pell Grant increases, despite the fact that the tuition costs continue to go up every year, making it more and more difficult for families who would otherwise qualify to even consider a higher education in the country. So at a time when we've got soldiers who are overseas at war, we have Americans who are going without food and shelter or energy needs, at a time when we're cutting crucial initiatives for working families, climbing deeper into debt, we ought to be more fiscally responsible than we are. This budget, which the President supports, the congressional leadership under his administration are advocating, does great damage to our country, in my view. It may be boring, but it is critically important we have voices out there expressing their outrage over what this budget would do to our country. I have two young daughters, one 8 months old, one 4 years old. The day that my 8-month-old was born, she was given a bill of $27,000. The 4-year-old has a similar bill that they now owe to the federal government as their share of paying off the national debt. I don't want my children to grow up in a generation when all they have is a mountain of red ink and the inability to invest in the critical investments that our nation must have if we're going to prosper and grow in the 21st century. I hope you're interested in the subject matter, because nothing less than our national security is at risk.